Ipinagtanggol ni Punong Ministro Malcolm Turnbull habang kausap ang kanyang katapat mula New Zealand ang karapatan ng kanyang gobyernong ipatapon ang mga mamamayan ng New Zealand na gumawa ng seryosong krimen sa Australia. Ang kanyang pahayag ay ginawa sa kahabaan ng opisyal na pulong sa Punong Ministro ng New Zealand, Jacinta Ardern, buhat ng manungkulan nito 4 na ang nakakaraan. Kasama sa agenda ng dalawa ay ilang isyu, kalakalan, cybersecurity, sandatang nuklear at refugee. Sa ating lingwahe, pakinggan natin ang ulat ni Maya Jamieson. Muling tinanong ni Punong Ministro Jacinta Ardern ang katarungan sa pagpapatapon ng Australia sa mga napatunayang kriminal, lalo na sa mga taga New Zealand na hindi nakatira sa kanyang bansa. Ang kanyang pahayag ay ginawa sa isang magkasamang kumperensya kay Punong Ministro Malcolm Turnbull sa labas ng Kirribilli House sa Sydney na kung saan ang dalawa ay nagdaos ng kanilang opisyal na pulong.
I've raised again, as we have on previous occasions, elements of the deportation policy that have in particular been brought to our attention. Where, for instance, someone has never stepped foot in New Zealand, it's something that we've been keen to make sure the Australian government's aware of our perspective on that and our strength of feeling around it. But ultimately, it is in the Australian government's hands to determine how they manage that element of the policy.
Nanatiling matatag si Ginoong Turnbull tungkol sa issue sa pagsasabing ang polisa ay pinapataw sa lahat ng mamamayan.
It doesn't just apply to New Zealanders, by the way. It applies to people who are not Australian citizens who have committed offences of a serious kind and they are subject to deportation. We entirely understand how keen an issue it is in New Zealand, but it is our sovereign right, as it is yours, to determine whether and in what circumstances non-citizens can remain, you know, within our borders or yours in New Zealand.
Muling inulit ni Ginang Ardern ang alok ng New Zealand na itira sa kanyang bansa ang 150 refugee na kasalukuyang nasa Manus Island at Nauru, pero tinanggihan din ito ni Ginoong Turnbull. Tinanong tungkol sa bagay na ito sa kumpirensya sa mamamahayag, sinabi niya na ang kasalukuyang kaayusan ay magpapatuloy.
Close to 200 have been resettled in the United States and it's ongoing. So we are looking to complete that. We thank the New Zealand Prime Minister for restating the offer that was made many years ago, in fact, by John Key to Julia Gillard. But we are focused on completing the much larger arrangements with the US. So we'll do that. We'll take that process through to its completion. And then we can consider other options.
And from New Zealand's perspective, the status quo remains, the offer remains.
Sa kabila ng mga pagkakaiba, niliwanag ni Ginang Ardern na nararamdaman niya na walang mas malaking kaalyada ang New Zealand kaysa sa Australia.
That can be seen through our economic links. Our economies are the most integrated in the world with strong trade and investment flows. And we are equally, I believe, stronger together on the international stage.
Nagsabi din si Ginoong Turnbull ng katulad na tono dahil gusto niyang magpatuloy ang abilidad ng maliliit na negosyo na lumago sa palengke ng parehong bansa. Sinabi din niya na magpapatuloy ang dalawang bansa upang magtrabahong magkasama sa paglaban sa mga pangmundong banta.
In our discussions today, we reconfirmed our commitment to doing all we can to ensure the North Korean regime is brought to its senses and stops its reckless and illegal threats of nuclear war. We discussed the contribution Australia and New Zealand have made to the campaign against Daesh and what future role we will play to support Iraq.
Nagpahayag ang dalawang pinuno ng isang bagong pagsasama sa pagitan ng Tasman tungkol sa cybersecurity upang pagsamahin ang tinawag nilang mga matalinong tao mula sa parehong bansa. Ang pangangailangang magtrabahong magkasama sa mga bansa sa Pasipiko ay pinag-usapan din. Pero nagbabala si Ginoong Turnbull ng mapaganib na panahon nang ang paksa ay nauwi sa mga isyu ng pagpapakalat ng sandatang nuklear. Ang New Zealand ay may matagal ng polisa na sumasalungat sa pagpapalago ng kapasidad nuklear. Idiniin ni Ginang Ardern ang posisyon na ang kanyang bansa ay hindi salungat sa mga palagay ng kaalyadang bansa pagdating sa tensyon sa rehiyon.
I don't see our position or our advocacy of it as a distraction to issues on the Korean Peninsula. In fact, I think it probably enhances our position in terms of why we advocate in the direction that we do. It will be of no surprise to any Australian that New Zealand has long taken a very firm stance on both nuclear proliferation and the existence of nuclear weapons generally. It's become a part of our identity as a nation.
Itinagdag ni Ginoong Turnbull na bagamat may magkakaibang pananaw ang dalawang bansa, ang layunin ay pareho din.
Australia is, and indeed New Zealand is, as allies of the United States, a beneficiary of the extended nuclear deterrence of the United States, as part of ANZUS. We benefit from that. These are dangerous times. Our focus right now is, and I think we are totally at one on this, is in doing everything we can to prevent and arrest nuclear proliferation. The most stark example, of course, is in North Korea.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.